Hello. I am your computer. I have downloaded this podcast, and I have heard things no computer should hear. Tancast is vulgar, offensive, childish, and it makes my hard drive soft. Tancast. More like tan crap. If I had hands, I would slap your face.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast! Woo!
What did you do?
That's right. That's what we call starting off with sass or something.
Sassalicious.
Sarsaparilla. I'm Tim. I'm the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, and I'm the too sleepy to come up with something more clever than A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, and I used to look like the lead singer of Fine Young Cannibals.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Not really, but people said that.
No, I always had that kind of in the back of my head.
Well, you're racist. All right,
More when I was clean-shaven.
Yes.
And I was younger.
Yes. Before you looked so rugged, before you had the weight of the world just dragging your features down. When you were firm and kind of model-looking. I used to walk by Noah and just walk away going, "Shit drives me crazy."
Okay, so Tan laughs for this week.
I think Andy just did his.
Nope. Did anyone laugh?
I don't think that counts.
Well, if anyone laughed, it exceeds all of my previous Tan laughs. One.
All right, so this one is sent to us from Robin from some town I can't pronounce in California.
Nice.
I probably could if I really gave it a try, but, you know, why announce where our listeners are so that other people can find them and stop them from listening to Tancast in the future? Robin found us by listening to Netcot when I was on there, and so I just wanted to give mad props to Netcot for having me on and to all the people who followed us here from there. Thank you.
Is Robin a girl or a guy?
I'm guessing she's a girl because she mentions her husband.
You never know. It's California.
Yeah.
Very true.
We're not going to hate on any of that. That has got to be the weirdest demographic slice right there.
What's that?
The people who went from Netcot to Tancast and enjoyed both.
Yes, it was a pretty big risk on Van's part to put me on that show. I'm glad it panned out. I don't think he lost any listeners, but... speaking of which, someday soon we will have Van on the show.
That'll be excellent.
So for the Netcot listeners who are listening...
Is that what listeners
and for all of the Netcot listeners who aren't listening... Blah, 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 blah. You can't hear me making this noise.
But anyway, to the joke. How do you tell if a blonde is having a bad day?
I don't know. How can you tell?
She has a tampon behind her ear and her pencil is missing.
Oh dear.
Oh, that's awful.
That was when I told you about Noah, that I was like, oh, I gotta read this on Tancast.
Oh, and that your lovely wife may not like because it's a blonde joke.
Yeah, I haven't read it to her yet, but
we'll get on that. Then we'll do like a man on the street interview, except it'll be a man in Tim's house. Well, it'll be like a small baby man in Tim's house. It'll be Tim in Tim's house.
Do you wanna go next, Andy?
Whew, I hope your joke is funny.
No, it won't be. So there's this monkey sitting in a tree at the edge of the vast African plains, and he sees a leopard like darting out from the tree every time an elephant walks by and takes a shit, and the leopard's just gobbling up all of the elephant turds. And finally the monkey asks, "Dude, I just gotta ask, what's with eating all the elephant shit?" And the leopard goes, "Well, I just ate a lawyer and I gotta get the taste out of my mouth."
Nice.
Awesome.
Noah?
Okay, alright, so let me get my ethnic voice on. There. Me. Your mother is so fat, every time she puts on a yellow dress, people yell, "Taxi!"
No,
taxi!
I just had flashbacks to me doing Big Pimpin'. does it hurt that Eminem is blacker than you?
Nah, not really.
Okay.
Because I still have a big penis.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Aha! He finally admits it.
No, I don't. Actually, I lie. I would try to make up, I don't know.
Stand on the other side of the hallway and knock on your door.
Rappity-dap-dap.
Tim!
I haven't done that work yet.
Well, that's probably good.
I mean,
yeah, I'm like, I don't know if it'd be advisable to do that at work.
I don't know if it could get you a promotion.
You don't think my supervisor will like it? Tap, 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 tap. Oh, supervisor.
It really only takes one person to not like it. That's what sucks about sexual harassment.
If everyone else is like, oh, yeah, harass me more. And there's the one person who's going, I don't appreciate that. You're done.
Yep.
Is that all it takes?
That's all it takes. One person saying, I don't appreciate that.
According to those videos that you have to watch.
Uh-huh.
Did I ever tell you about the one time when I was at the Google, that we had a sexual harassment, and it was better than like where you watch a cheesy video with the bad acting. It was like, you know, just guy talking about like real life situations of where it happens. He goes, you know, it's not really going to be like, you might get a ding for sexual harassment. Like, you don't usually see people just walk up and grab people's asses and generally stuff like that. It's stuff that people think is kind of, like, okay, but it's not okay. Like, I think one guy, like, snapped this person's bra strap and got in trouble for that. But anyways, this one guy started to argue with the sexual harassment guy about, like, what's sexual harassment. Like, he was like, well, what if they're wearing something sexy? And, you know, obviously they want attention. I was like, man, this is not the time or the place to bring that up. Especially not in front of everybody. Because, you know, someone's taking some notes saying that guy out. All right, yeah, I think that guy needs to go.
Yeah, this dude's getting fired.
I never saw that guy after that.
What if they're wearing the low-cut cleavage like Sheila always does? Come on, what about your tits, Sheila? You know you love it. Come on, bring those fun bags out for us all to enjoy our day.
Oh, man.
Don't be stingy with the sweater meat mountains.
Sweater meat mountains.
Oh, dude, speaking of sweater meat mountains and both of our recent posts about Disneyland, that one picture that you've got up on your MySpace profile that's just the huge tits and the tan cast, and I was a total idiot and didn't realize that you just, like, wiped out whatever somebody had actually written there. The fact that their name is Angela made me laugh quite a bit. Noah, do you know this story? It's not my story. It's Tim's story.
I vaguely remember it, but I won't try to say it because I'll probably just say the punchline and screw the story up.
Nicely done, Noah.
Good.
Noah is becoming self-aware like the Terminators.
Pretty soon I'll take over the world. And I'll make you guys minions in my army.
Yeah, except for instead of that neat and metal, dun, 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 it's just going to be... That'll be Noah's theme song, how you know he's coming.
Yeah, instead of like having like metal where I'll poke you for the head, I'll just jab my dick in your eye.
You've been penis-aided.
They'll burn your body down, but your penis will keep crawling out of the ashes after them. Now I need something funny that sounds like Dickinator, but is better.
Sperminator?
Oh, damn it, Tim. Always got to show me up.
That's what I do.
Anyways, literally. Tim, please tell the story and make it quick.
So, it's funny that Andy has such a lock on this story. When he wasn't even there, his brother was.
Oh, yeah.
But I was there. I was at Disneyland with Andy's brother and Andy's ex-girlfriend's brother. I don't think Andy's ex-girlfriend was with us at the time. Even though she was down there for the trip. However, it is completely unimportant to the story, so I may edit that part out. We were waiting in line for Space Mountain, and all of a sudden, this girl with huge boobs walked by. And, all three of us, like, I think we were in mid-conversation, we're like, and we just stopped, and we're, like, looking, and all of a sudden, someone goes, Angela! And they turned... Well, she turned. The woman possessing the two boobs turned and walked away, and I said, their name is Angela. And then, from then on, that became our word for women with large breasts was Angela, or their name is Angela.
And that amuses me to this day, because anytime there is, like, large boobs and the name Angela associated with them, I get a good chuckle. It was so funny because I actually heard that story from you guys and then also from my ex-girlfriend. And the way she tells it, I think it was like at the very end, she saw you guys all walking towards the bathroom following something. And then it like went into the girl's bathroom and you all had to stop. And she said that, like, all of your faces fell.
Like,
oh, answer. They've gone, and we can't go with them.
So sad.
I guess the moral of today's story is men like boobs.
And how.
The more you know.
Dude, I still gotta record that. Just me coming out going, hey everybody, I'm always fucking right. Dun, 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 dun.
That'd be a good YouTube video.
I will set that up at work. Next time I'm having an argument with somebody from another department about what needs to be done and why they're not doing what needs to be done, I'll just send them a link to that video.
Now, see, that could technically be sexual harassment as well.
Oh, because I'm using the word fucking.
That is correct.
Wouldn't that just be harassment?
Well, the word fucking, I mean, it's not being used in a sexual connotation there. So I don't know. It's all very crazy, and you'd have to ask the Federal Decency, Communication Commission, you know, if it's fleeting enough and not used to describe bodily functions.
Yeah, I guess technically it would just be harassment, but I'd just lump it all together. Because that's what they're going to write about you in the paper.
Do you want to tell the huge boob story, Tim?
I don't really remember how I... Well, I guess I remember... No, I want you to tell it.
I don't really remember either.
Damn it.
I just remember... Well, no, right. I kind of remember. I was out somewhere. I can't remember. It was when we worked
Music
in the theater.
Park.
It might have been at...
Music in the Park.
Oh, was it Music in the Park?
Yep.
Well, see, I didn't remember that. I thought it was Sounds Day Live.
I think it doesn't matter.
It
no
does
one was
matter.
Out. Continue.
I'm going to geotag the location. And I saw girls. I saw a girl with ginormous boobs, and they were just straining against her shirt. And I had to run back and tell Tim. And the way he describes it, it looked like I was in pain. I was like, Tim, there's a girl with huge boobs. And he said it looked like it pained me that they're so huge.
It was so funny. It was like. It was like he was almost in tears as he's like, huge boobs.
Noah does like the cans.
Anyhow.
I remember, and this is not going to play at all on an audio-only podcast, but when we were in Vegas, and this girl with some cleavatorium walked by us, going the other direction, and Noah, completely unsubtly, stopped in his tracks and just tracked with his head as they passed him.
Like, I must watch this happen.
Like, target acquired.
That's why I'm the Terminator, sir.
I love the story of you guys coming back from Mardi Gras where it's like everyone's getting drunk and people are getting silly and a couple of girls are faking like the shirts are going to come off.
I totally forgot about that.
Oh, but nobody's doing anything. And I don't even remember why I didn't go out with you that if I was sick or I had to work the next morning or whatever the hell it was. But
maybe you were washing your ass. Who knows?
I was probably washing my ass because I like to have a squeaky clean ass. You never know when you're going to need a clean ass. So just I think you said it was like getting close to closing time, like last call had been called and... it was like all the way across this packed bar, you see this girl start to reach for her shirt, and it started to come up, and Noah, like slow-mo Max Payne, flying through the air to go by the boobs and get a look before the shirt comes back down, and then swinging back with a thumbs up across the bar to you, Tim, like, yes, it was all worth it.
I was pushing people out of the way. I was like, oh, I must get to him.
Yep, because... she was on one side of the bar facing the other side of the bar, so we saw the shirt going up, but we saw it from behind. And Noah's like, no! Get down! Get out of my way! I got to get to the boobs!
But I like that when he told me the story the first time, his reaction to you was a thumbs up from across the bar, like, done.
Nailed it.
My Mardi Gras is complete.
You guys think it's funny that someone in China has now heard this story? That's just odd to me. Like, you know, we have our stupid little retarded adventures, and now someone in China may get reminded of this somehow and go, hey, I was just in this podcast where this guy ran across the bar and looked at some girl's tits on Mardi Gras and then gave a thumbs up.
Well, I hope they're amused. If by nothing else, then how funny we sound saying it.
Just like Ming just did or something. I don't know. Because I assume it's universal.
Yeah, probably.
Get out of my way. I got to see Booby.
And apparently so is racism.
There it is, racism! It's not racism so much as just a bad talent for doing impressions.
Yeah, racist impressions. Admit it, Tim, you hate black people. You hate half of you hate half of Noah.
So, Smodcast has been off for 4 weeks now.
We should go collect all of their listeners and drive them to suicide or something.
Because
I doubt that we can match what Kevin Smith can do.
We are stepping up and filling the void.
Are we?
Yes.
Oh, that's like saying, oh, we have this huge pothole here in the road that's car like breaking car axles. Let's get some Jell-O and put that in there, because that'll be the same. Yes, Jell-O, it will get the job done. We will fill this void.
Yep. Better than nothing.
Oh, dude, I'm totally making that another one of our site's taglines. Tancast, better than nothing.
Oh, I was working on some like banner ads that I was going to post on a blog post that you know, that if our listeners wanted to, they could post on their you know, their networking site like MySpace or Facebook or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just for Tancast. And it was a close-up shot of some cleavage. And then the tagline was, "Why settle for two boobs? Our podcast has three boobs."
Nice.
Nice.
I think it'd be cool to make, like, just banners that say Tancast and have our little funny, like, things that we rotate at the top, like, Tancast, better than nothing. Or Tancast, we put the odd in podcast or whatever. All right.
You think that'd be funny as a banner ad? Like,
oh, not necessarily funny. I just think it would look cool. That's all.
All right.
And
all right,
people would be like, what is this? What? I want to know more. Click. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they just be like, oh, fuck that Tancast.
There we go. It's in rotation. Better than nothing.
Oh, I also made another one that said, not safe for your office, not safe for your kids, not safe for your soul. Tancast.
Not safe for human consumption. So, anyone see... Did I tell you guys... Did I mention that last week that I saw a burn after reading...
No.
Oh, okay.
Navy SEALs.
It was okay.
Oh, not that great?
You know, the characters are funny. Like, I thought George Clooney was pretty funny. I thought Brad Pitt's character was pretty funny. It didn't really tie together that well, though. Like, it just wasn't as funny or as good. Like I said, Fargo. It kind of reminded me of Fargo, the storyline. Kind of like these people.
Christ.
I know you don't like Fargo, Tim, but a lot of people do. Just people kind of committing a crime and just kind of bumbling their way through it, not really having any idea what they're doing. George Clooney, there's like this, I won't ruin the punchline, but there's just this one scene where, like, well, actually a couple scenes where you see him, like, going to the hardware store and picking up different items, and he goes down to his basement. He's obviously building something. It's the best part when he finally reveals what he's been building all this time. That was one of my favorite parts of the movie. You're like, oh, shit. And I'll tell you guys, well, I don't know, maybe I'll tell Tim offline, because I'm sure Tim won't see it. I don't know about you, Andy.
Remember Small Baby?
Eventually, like when it comes out to the
Well, yeah, maybe. Actually, mostly like now, we're just waiting for HBO and Showtime to bring it to us.
Okay, or that.
Like, we're not going to go out and do things. We're not going to interact with... like Netflix, we're just going to let the entertainment sort of seep in through the cracks in the walls and get to us.
One thing I noticed, and I'm sure they don't do this on HBO, but you know, like Comcast On Demand?
Mm-hmm.
Tim knows about it. I'm sure you do too as well, Andy. But
I am aware of it.
So, I don't know what movies they do this to, but I was watching Bad Lieutenant, which I don't know if either of you have seen or heard of.
No, not
okay.
Heard of.
It's a movie with Harvey Keitel. It's pretty kind of like a fucked up movie. Like a nun gets raped with, like, I think a crucifix. But there's one part where Harvey Keitel pulls over these two girls, and he's like, oh, you know, guys, you know, are speeding, or I can't remember what they're doing wrong. But to get out of the ticket, he's like, show me how you suck cock, and then he pulls out his penis and starts jerking off. And that scene was not in the Comcast version. I was like, what the fuck?
Huh. Was it a free... I take it as a free Comcast movie?
Yeah, it was a free. So I don't know if it's paid, then you get the full cockage.
Yeah.
Or... but then I was like, I'm wondering, because there's like some horror movies I like to watch. I'm like, I wonder how much they cut out horror movies. And is it just it was a penis, or would they cut out gore?
Do you actually get to see his penis?
Yeah, I believe so.
Do you see him juggling his penis? Or
it's been a long time since I've actually seen the movie.
Harvey Keitel is not shy about showing off his penis in movies, but, like, is he playing with it? Because I think that's getting past, like, hard R. Sexual contact gets
I can't say for sure. Like, I've seen it a long time ago, but I don't remember. Like, I just remember the scene is there, but I don't remember exactly what you saw. One day I'll rent it, and it'll be glorious. I'm like, look at his cock. Look at it. It's beautiful.
It's magnificent.
Look at him playing with it.
Just play with the cock, Harvey.
Like I said last week, I went and saw Dark Knight on IMAX.
Oh, yeah.
How did you enjoy that?
It's cool, because it's bigger.
You know, I saw... What did I say? I saw 300 on IMAX. And I was a little disappointed. It may be just IMAX I saw. I'm like, this is just bigger. I could just sat closer and got the same effect and save some money. So I was wondering about The Dark Knight. I'm like, it seemed like it would just be the same thing. Like, did you feel like it was a better experience, Tim?
I think it's just because I think the movie is awesome. And so, like, I don't know, it was necessarily the fact that it was bigger that I was just like, yeah, this rules.
Okay.
But yeah, I did enjoy. I mean, it was nice that it was bigger.
Well, and they also did film some of it in the wider, whatever it is, like 70 millimeter or 100 millimeter or something like that. Format film.
Apparently, that camera is fucking heavy.
Yes.
Yeah, like apparently there weren't any rigs for it. Like they had to build their own rigs and shit.
It's funny. Danelle still was as nervous and because like, she gets really into movies, and, like, you know, worried about characters. She was still just as worried this time as she was the first time. I'm like, you know what happens.
That's just how your wife is. I find it very amusing.
Like, when a main character, towards the middle of the movie, one of the main characters gets taken out. And, I don't want to ruin it for our listeners who haven't seen The Dark Knight, but she was still worried before and after, even knowing what she knew, even having already seen what had gone on.
Wait, maybe it's okay. Maybe it's all okay. No, it wasn't okay the first time.
Well, I think I know specifically what Tim was talking about.
Well, see, that's what I was... I'll just edit this part out. But yes, that's what I was saying. It was... Like, she still got worried when... Even though...
Oh, I thought it was...
No, well, now look at all that editing we have to do.
Well, you have to do it, so I don't give a shit.
You are a smoker of cock.
Yes. So any of our listeners who haven't seen Dark Knight, go see it, because, you know, they needed an extra 100 tickets sold to beat Titanic.
It'd be way more than 100 tickets, sir.
I'm just saying, 100 is all we can manage.
Ah, got it.
Have you heard that they want to make it, like, an event every year? Like, re-release The Dark Knight, since it made so much money? And, like, you know, oh, Dark Knight's out again! Come see it!
Yeah, I don't think that's going to fly.
I mean, yeah, maybe you'll get away with that maybe 1-2 years, but I think after that people are like, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
But what makes a good movie good enough to release every year? Like Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, doesn't that do pretty good every time they release it? Like, is Dark Knight not good enough, or you just think it's not a movie that people want to see, like, a bunch of different times?
I just don't think it's an every year kind of deal.
Right. And it's not, I think Nightmare Before Christmas is... has that seasonal thing built into it. Like, hey, it's a holiday movie. Especially a Halloween Halloween slash Christmas holiday movie.
Yeah.
That's a niche that's not really tapped a lot.
This is true.
It's not like the Santa Claus goes trick-or-treating. Like, there's not a lot of hybrid holiday movies of that sort.
There was that one where the snowman turns out to be a serial killer.
Are you talking about Jack Frost?
Yes.
I can see my house from up
here.
They
should release that every year. Oh, God, that movie was awful.
I loved it. Me and Tim rented that. And it's not the one with Michael Keaton. Let me assure you.
No.
Totally different movie.
Yes.
There was one point
where... the 1996 Jack Frost, not the 1998 Jack Frost. God, that's just horrible. That, like, 2 years later, they're like, hey, let's release a really shitty movie with Michael Keaton that's exactly the same name and it's going to be completely confused by everybody with
and
this thing that's already
like
out
the
on
same...
video.
Well, it wasn't the same. It was basically... Wasn't Michael Keaton also a guy who turned into a snowman?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, nice. I wonder if someone saw that and was like, you know what?
Dies in a car accident, returns as a snowman.
If we just switch this around.
Serial killer dies, comes back as a snowman, wreaks havoc.
There's one point where he's raping the girl, and he ejaculated, I guess, because snowmen can do that, and he says, Christmas came early this year.
A better line would have been, the Iceman cometh.
I like that.
Oh my god, Shannon Elizabeth was in Jack Frost. Not the Michael Keaton one, the Iceman cometh one.
Yeah. I don't remember her.
Apparently it was her first role. I looked it up on IMDb, which is my friend, and apparently it was her first role.
I was watching American Pie, and I was like, man, most of these people did not really do much. Like, Shannon Elizabeth was doing all right for a while, but... Uh-huh. Where is she now? I don't really see her much.
She was Dancing with the Stars last season.
Ooh. What does that say, sir?
not much. I refer to Dancing with the Stars as dancing with people some of you may have heard of.
Jason Biggs is kind of doing all right. At least he's still getting like steady acting work.
Isn't he in My Best Friend's Girl with Dane Cook?
He is.
Yes, indeedy.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that he's getting steady acting work.
But he's been in other stuff as well.
I do believe that's one of the worst reviewed movies out right now.
Oh, no, sir.
Just because you're in bad movies does not mean you're not getting steady acting work.
Exactly.
Tim, you're
right.
And Disaster
Movie is the worst movie. Like, when Noah sent me the link, it had 0.0 on Rotten Tomatoes. I was like, wow.
Nobody likes you. Everybody hates you. Please stop making movies.
Well, that's got to take effort. Like, we don't want a single good review. Not even anybody who says, you know what, it's so bad, it's good. We're just going to be god-awful.
I think they're actually trying to disprove the existence of God. You know, if there was a God, he'd stop us at some point. He or she or they.
Or it.
God, there's a God committee? Is that a...
It's like
I just don't want to leave the poly... Theory? I don't want to leave the polytheists out.
I forgot what we were talking about. So I was talking about American Pie, and then who made it out of that movie?
Stifler.
I was going to say, Sean William Scott has done quite well for himself.
But what is he doing anything lately, though? It seems like it's been a while.
But he's pretty typecast, too.
Yeah, this is true.
I'm not near the computer. Hang on. Let me get back off the couch.
Like, they were just like, I'm going to go over here. Sean William Scott.
He was in Mr. Woodcock. That was a movie.
I never saw it. How did you see it? It looked kind of funny.
No, it wasn't. It
looks like he's in Cox Blocker. That's Cox with the X.
Yeah, and yes. Planet 51? Oh, as a voice. Who's producing it?
Skiff. He's the voice of Skiff.
That sounds like something, like a term for like jizzing. I skiffed on her face.
He was in Ice Age 2, The Meltdown.
Was he?
Yeah.
What the hell was he in Ice Age 2, The Meltdown?
He was Crash.
He was also in the first Ice Age. Who the hell was Crash?
I don't know.
I've seen both the movies. Oh, Crash, I think, was like...
One of the little weasels.
Yeah.
Possums or whatever. It was a little mammal.
I was just going to say something. Ghostbusters 2 movie. Our Ghostbusters 3 movie is in the works. Have you guys heard about that?
No.
Yeah.
Who's going to... Who's going to be in it?
Everyone.
The gang is coming back, and then they're going to turn it over... Like, in the movie, they turn it over to a younger group of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, because Star Trek Generations proved that works out really well.
Well, it could have if they didn't suck.
Have you guys seen the preview for The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yes.
I think it looks kind of good, and I think that's a good role for
I saw it in the theater, and I yelled, Gort, Klaatu, Barada, Nikto at the top of my lungs. Like, as soon as I saw him sitting there and I realized what movie it was, we're like, do you feel pain? My body feels pain. There was, like, a bunch of people in the theater just kind of mocking it because of it. It's sort of his Keanu Reeves zero affect.
But I think that's perfect for a robot.
he's not supposed to be a robot.
Or whatever he is. He's a robot character. Well, in the original movie, they show, like, a robot guy coming out. Isn't that what he is?
No, he's the guy, like, controlling the robot.
Oh. Well, whatever. He's alien.
I listen to this podcast called Geeks On, and they said you can know when a Keanu Reeves movie is going to be good or bad if he knows his ass from his elbow. If his character doesn't know his ass from his elbow, it'll be a good Keanu Reeves movie. If his character knows his ass from his elbow, forget it. Don't. Stay away.
So what does that leave you with? Bill and Ted, Bill and Ted 2... Point Break.
Matrix. First Matrix.
First Matrix, yes. Did not know his ass from his elbow.
But by second Matrix, he does know his ass from his elbow, and that's where it takes a turn.
And all downhill. You know, I think those Geeks On boys may have something.
Speed. He's not particularly smart in Speed.
No.
You didn't like... Oh, that's right. You didn't like Speed. I loved Speed. And everybody's gone.
Noah's all quiet.
I flipped my mic up because I was drinking, and I realized it was up, and I was trying to talk.
Yeah, from our point of view, it was just suddenly like Noah goes...
My lovely wife is sitting across from me, drinking her water.
Yeah. Oh, you
she
got remarried?
She gave me a thumbs up.
Oh,
no, that was not nice,
take that
sir.
Burn!
Andy's a whore.
Yeah,
Andy is a whore.
I'm kind of hungry.
Hungry for loving?
Hungry for food.
Hungry for delicious cock meat, like Noah always is.
What?
You're always hungry for delicious cock meat.
No, I'm always hungry for... You know what I made last night that came out pretty good? McDonald's has these McSkillet burritos, which I love, which are really not good for you. I made my own McSkillet burrito, and it came out pretty tasty.
You should.
Did you make it with healthier ingredients?
I mean, I'm sure it's health. Got to be healthier than McDonald's. I mean, I use olive oil for when I cook the potatoes instead of whatever they use. Yeah. I use turkey patties instead, so I'm sure it's a little healthier than regular beef patties. And eggs, which, you know, aren't going to be the same pretty much wherever you get them, I think. But yeah, it was pretty tasty. And some salsa.
I hope Giada is listening. Look, we're trying to become a cooking show just to entice you to come on.
I don't think Giada's coming, Tim.
No. I think she is.
Don't get your hopes up.
I think she's like, this is the exact podcast I want to be on. And don't worry, we won't let Jeff on the show that you're on. Because he's a hater.
Yeah, he is. No, you should put a blog entry up explaining exactly how you made your Noah Skillet burritos or whatever.
Take some pictures.
Yes. Yeah, put it up, you know. Make it a food blog. And I will put up my recipe for how to make a frogarita.
I was for a while posting like pictures of food. I posted on our page of like stuff I did. Like I did the strawberry crisp.
Yep.
And every once in a while I cook. I actually cooked for Stephanie. She said it was all right. The potatoes were a little bit hard. I could have cooked them for longer to soften them up a bit. But otherwise it was pretty tasty. And I should have spread out the meat a little bit more. It was all kind of centralized in one area. Which I don't like when I buy a burrito and it's like, you bite the ends, and it's just, like, the non-good stuff, and all the good stuff is, like, in the middle. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. Or I really don't like it, like, if they make, like, a nice, big, fat burrito, and it's, like, there's, like, a trail of meat down one side of the burrito, and, like, a trail of rice down the other side of the burrito, so you got to fit the whole big honking thing in your mouth at once if you want to bite with both.
Oh, that doesn't bother me as much, because at least it's spread out. I just really hate it when it's not spread out.
Yeah, well, like, if you take a bite at the end and it's just, there's nothing there. It's the same thing with sandwiches.
It's like rice or meat.
Yeah.
Or beans.
Yeah, like, you get, like, a meatball sub or something like that, and you take a bite, you're like, bread. You take another bite, bread and sauce. You take another bite, bread and sauce and cheese. I'm very hopeful. Fourth bite, bread, sauce, cheese, and meat. Success!
I'm getting closer.
Oh, speaking of geeks being on something,
your mama?
Yeah, geeks. Speaking of geeks being on my mama.
I don't know why I felt that so funny.
I'm laughing too. I'm just doing that silent tears rolling down my cheeks. Because it was so incongruous. Speaking of geeks being on, yo mama. It was such a cheap laugh too.
Anyway, so, sit her on your mama.
Oh. It's actually a little extra funny to me because my mom does kind of factor into what I was about to say.
Nice.
Yeah. My TAN week this week included installing Ubuntu Linux for the very first time.
Oh!
Just for chits and giggles to see what it's like, and...
Warning! This is a TANcast nerd alert! Nerd alert! Nerd alert! For the next 8 minutes, get ready for the nerdiest geek talk this side of Dorktown!
Yeah, it's like, it's different than Windows, obviously. It's a different operating system, so, like, some of the interface stuff...
Are they trying to make it more like Windows to kind of entice, like, the Windows people?
No, they really aren't.
Oh, okay.
But they've got their own human interface guidelines that they... Well, it's actually not theirs, although they work very closely with it and they stick to it. The group, the team that's, you know, a collaboration of independent people and a bunch of people paid by different companies, including people working for Canonical, the people who make Ubuntu Linux. It's called the GNOME Desktop Environment, G-N-O-M-E, and programs written to be used in the GNOME Desktop Environment are supposed to have, like, certain styles of interface and, like, certain things that they do the same way and, you know, like, some sort of reliability in terms of how they install it and how they uninstall it and, like, where they put shit and how they interact with other things. And so it's all supposed to be, you know, kind of like Apple has their own interface guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely more, like, the stuff that I had played with that is, that's adhering to the HIG is really, it looks pretty damn unified, like, better than shit on Windows does, where you've got, like, you know, QuickTime coming up, and Apple's just doing their own little thing. It looks like nothing else that's running on the fucking machine. And you bring up, Microsoft's media player, and you know the fucking OS vendor made it, and it doesn't look like anything else on the machine. And you bring up you know, Microsoft Paint and Messenger and Office, and none of them look like anything else running on the machine. It's all, you can see kind of like an overarching design, even though it wasn't like one hand on it. It's like everybody's reading off the same playbook, which is actually pretty nice. Like, it seems more put together in a lot of ways than Windows does. It's got some rough edges. There's some stuff that I thought Windows did a little slicker than it does, and stuff that Apple still does better than it. But one of the things that really impressed me in my little tiny bit of time playing with it is they've got a... I know I'm setting up a dick joke here, but they've got a package management system.
Your mama knows how to manage packages.
It's where the team maintenance takes place, in the package management system. But it's like this unified thing where it's not just like all the shit that installs by default, but it's like all the shit that's on the CD that's optional that you could install if you want, or all the stuff that's on their website, like that's stored in this big repository of software that you can install. And it's stuff like Office software and like text editors and web servers and web browsers and chat programs and image editing programs, games, just, you know, a whole bunch of open source stuff and stuff that's like freeware or whatever. And they maintain all these packages on their web archive, and you can run this package manager. It goes back, gets a list of everything. You can search through it for shit that you can install, and you can install stuff from there, you can uninstall stuff from there, and when there's updates to the shit, your system checks back with their archive, looks for updates for anything that you have installed, and will install it all. So, like, kind of like running Windows Update, but it's for, like, everything that you've installed through the package manager. And this is where, like, my mom comes back in. I'm forever, you know, I'm one of those geeks that's always getting the calls from family members of, hey, there's a problem with my computer. And, you know, I was really happy when Microsoft put in the desktop sharing stuff where in Windows XP, where you can send an invitation to somebody over the internet and they can come onto your computer and look around. Because I've used that a lot with various members of my family, like all over the state and all over the country. It's like, I'm not going to try to describe what to do. Just give me access to your system. I'll poke around and see if I can fix it. And a lot of times it's things like just software not being kept up to date.
That's one thing I don't really like about Windows, and it seems like a lot of software doesn't auto-update. Like, you have to actually go back and get it. Like, which what I love about Macs. Like, most of the software on my Mac, like, if I load it up, it'll go, hey, there's an update. Do you want to install it? And it installs it for me, restarts it. It makes it so easy.
Yeah. Like, on my work computer, I've got Google Chrome installed for a couple of different reasons. I've got Safari installed. I've got RealPlayer installed. I've got some Adobe stuff installed. So I've got Windows checking for updates for itself and for Office and for .NET and for SQL and all of the Microsoft products. Then I've got a Google updater that searches for updates for Chrome and Google Earth. And then I've got the Apple installer that searches for updates for QuickTime and for Safari. And then I've got the Real install or upgrader that looks for Real upgrades. And I've got the Adobe one that's looking for Adobe upgrades.
Wrap it up.
I've got Java looking for Java upgrades. That's like six things. I'm sure there's more of those fuckers too, but that's like six things right there, always running in the background, all with different interfaces, all with different ways that they can do things. Apple's constantly, if new software comes out, trying to say, hey, you need this critical upgrade. No, not an upgrade, new software. Fuck off. Adobe, same thing. Real, same thing. So it's just, it's so scattershot and so, it's just always using resources in the background and so retarded with that. This unified package management, that right there is almost reason enough for me to consider telling family members, hey, fuck Windows, get this other thing. It does everything you want. It'll get you on the internet. It'll let you write things and save them into a Word document format or PDF without paying for extra shit. It'll let you write your emails. It'll let you chat online. It'll let you use Skype. You're good to go.
So overall, how would you, you know, just a quick review of Ubuntu. Would you say it's good? Do you like it? Are you going to convert?
Oh, what?
Oh, Noah. Quick review. What about the last 15 minutes makes you think he's about to give a quick review of anything?
Well, that's why I prefaced it with quick review. Maybe he'll, you know.
I'm just saying. That's like, hey, Mr. Wolverine.
Wait, the animal or the character?
The animal.
Okay.
Quickly lick this thing, but don't eat it.
Maybe it's a vegetable. I don't think Wolverines like veggies. Neither does Andy.
Andy doesn't like raw veggies. I'm going to time out how long it took you guys to argue about how long my review was going to be and then compare it to this. I haven't been using it for long enough to really know, like, that I'm completely sold on it, and there's another release coming out, like, next month, so I'd definitely reserve longer term for, you know, seeing how much better this next one gets, but I'm seriously considering taking one of my laptops and switching it from, not even, like, dual booting, but taking Windows completely off and just putting Ubuntu on and having one in the house just to get a little bit deeper in and see how good it is.
I read, you know, Gizmodo and Lifehacker, and they talk about Ubuntu a lot. And I've been kind of curious. I'm like, and actually, I now have a computer. I could probably dual boot it if I want. I may have to check it out.
You can get a live CD for that thing, too. Like, if you don't want to commit to it.
Oh, and it just runs off the CD?
Yeah. I think they've even got one now where you can install it under Windows. Like, it creates a big file that pretends to be a partition.
Uh-huh.
And you start it from in Windows, and it only writes into that partition. Like, so it doesn't mess up your bootloader or anything else like that. It just, like, shuts Windows down and pops Ubuntu up over the top of it. B used to do that years and years, like a decade or more ago. B had that installation option, so I gotta imagine it's not that tricky. Yeah.
Well, to bring Tim back into the fold here, how was your week, Tim?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to slip my own wrists with my computer keyboard. While I listen to the Nerd Patrol go on and on about fucking shit.
We're not fucking shit.
I'm listening to our listeners click off the podcast and go, fuck it, I'll just go listen to an old Smodcast.
Tim doesn't care how his computer works, he just wants it to work.
And then gets furiously angry when it doesn't.
And throws it or things at it.
One thing I wanted to add.
It or things at it, yes.
And I'll keep this brief, is I'm really want to get one of those netbooks, which is basically a small laptop, which is not as powerful as a full-size laptop. And Acer One is supposed to come out one that has 3G built in, so you can have like internet anywhere. And I think that would be awesome. Now, Tim, how was your week? I'm going to cut off Andy, because I know we can talk a lot about it.
I didn't have anything to say. I'm waiting to hear how Tim's week was.
Okay.
Oh, well, did I tell you guys that a couple weeks ago I saw termites, flying termites in my house?
No.
You mentioned it to me.
Apparently, this time of year they start swarming, and then they take flight and go find more places to eat wood. So I found them. I didn't know what they were at first. I just saw a bunch of bugs. So I sprayed them with Raid, and I looked at them. And then I sort of looked them up on the internet. I'm like, yep, those are flying termites. So I call my apartment manager, who I'm supposed to call for these sorts of things, and they said, okay, well, we called the exterminator. They'll be calling you back to set up an appointment. 2 weeks later, they call to set up an appointment for a week and a half from then. And they're like, so which one's your apartment? I'm like, it's the pile of sawdust with a TV in it. Maybe you want to step it up next time. It's the one with the really fat termites.
This is the one that's held up by wallboard.
Exactly.
We don't have termites, but we have ants. I think we actually finally got rid of them. We put down some little bait traps.
I was like, no, I think I prefer ants to termites.
Stephanie would not. Stephanie doesn't want any bugs in our house.
Yeah.
That's how
oh,
she
right,
prefers.
But if she had... Oh, that's right. Stephanie doesn't make those choices.
What's that?
I remember you used to say, like, if you present Stephanie with two choices she wouldn't want, and then say, which one would you pick, she just won't play that game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And she still won't. Although, last night, I was asking her something, and she actually played along. I was proud of her.
See?
It's everyday struggle.
That's what marriage is about. Marriage is about compromise.
No, yeah, marriage is about just... bending them to your will. Hi, honey.
So either pick a third option, or just, like, that would never happen. She's like, why would I want to play that game? I'm like, I don't know, it's fun.
So I know that, you know, if my options are raping you with a railroad spike or a baseball bat, which one you'd choose?
Wow.
In case that ever happens. Did you guys hear about Paul Newman?
Yes.
No, actually I didn't until I opened up IMDb and says Paul Newman -2008 at the top in a little red banner.
He is no longer with us. He lost his fight to cancer. Now, Tim, you need to go out there and fight cancer.
Yeah, Tim.
That's funny, because tonight I am fighting cancer.
Well, you're too fucking late for Paul Newman.
Well,
what are they going to do with all of his smiling faces on Newman's own? Are they going to, like, slowly degrade the images?
Morph into Tim.
Yeah, I'll be picking up Paul Newman's mantle. People are like, who the fuck is this twerp?
I don't think that Tim gets to take over Newman's Enterprises just because he's fighting cancer tonight.
By fighting cancer, I mean doing a comedy show where we're putting the proceeds towards Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Good for you, Tim.
Of course, by the time people hear this, I will already have failed and be heading home from Boston. I mean,
with cancer.
The show will already be over.
You're not going to fail. You're just up there doing your brand of comedy.
I was like, yeah, there's no way to fail this time. There's no contest.
Tim's going to fail and catch the cancer.
Tim's comedy is so bad it gives people cancer.
Somehow the show went completely wrong and we made cancer stronger.
And Tim's comedy feeds cancer.
People stopped contributing to lymphoma research.
Because of us.
Mostly
the research
Tim.
Only figured out... Somehow they funded research that actually gives cancer immunity to chemotherapy.
And then spreads that cancer via kittens.
Oh.
Somehow it got nominated as a third-party ticket for president.
And won.
And now cancer is ruling America.
And it's extending upper-class tax breaks.
Woo, nailed it.
I love it when Tancast goes weird places.
So, I don't know if I told you guys about this, but maybe like a year ago, almost now, someone stole a laptop from my job that had, like, you know, people's social security numbers on it that work there. And so they set up credit monitoring for everyone that worked there that wanted it. And so every once in a while, my credit monitor will send me an email that says, no activity. No shit's happening. It's like, all right, I don't really care if nothing's happening. Tell me when... I mean, and it does tell me when stuff happens. Like, I applied for a credit card and it told me, like, hey, these people are checking your credit. I'm like, okay, cool, it works. But it's like, really, do you need to send me something that says nothing's happening?
Hey, just want to let you know, nothing.
I'm checking in, let you know, nothing at all is happening.
It's kind of like a kid. Hey, 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 mommy, 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 what? Hi.
I actually just went through that recently, or somebody was, you know, I'm taking care of some transaction over the phone, and they said something like, well, you know, we can call you back with the confirmation and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, just call me back if something goes wrong. If I don't hear back from you, it was okay. If you have a problem, call me back, but I don't need to hear from you and go through a, hi, how you doing? I'm well, how are you? What do you need? Tell you, everything's fine. Well, it was fine a minute ago, too, so...
You got something to add, Tim?
I got a call yesterday from the Hilton, which I don't know. They said, we're calling all our past Hilton guests, and I didn't think about it at the time. I can't remember the last time I've stayed at a Hilton. So I don't know how they got my number and decided to call me, but they're like, hey, we have this exciting offer where we could get you to we get you an exciting vacation package to either Orlando or Las Vegas. What would you think about that? And I said, I'm not particularly interested because unless it's $5, I'm not going to be able to afford it. He's like, well, what if I could make it $5? Which one would you pick? I'm like, okay, I'm just really I don't want to waste your time. I'm not interested. He's like, well, why aren't you interested? I'm like, well, because I just am not, and I would just prefer to go now. He's like, and then he just kept asking questions. Like, he would not let me off the phone until finally I went, Jesus Christ, and hung up. But I should have said, I will never stay at another Hilton again since you've gotten rid of the Star Trek experience. Send that up the ladder, you faggots. And not even the good faggots who, you know, offer to buy you a beer or six. The bad faggots who get rid of Star Trek.
Yes. Not gays who have the friendly butt sex with you.
Or the good homosexuals who offer you blowjobs as you're riding your bike.
Where are those guys? I really could like use that kind of boost to my ego. Well, they never do that for me. I must be hideous.
You're a big bear.
Yeah. Well, you know what it would be? Because I don't get that whole bears and bears thing. It would probably just be another bear looking at me going, hey, and me going, I can do way better than you. You look like me, and I have so much more to offer than the outside.
I think I offended a telemarketer one time they called. Because, like, I see them calling, and I have caller ID, and I can see the number that they're calling from. And I was like, they've been calling for a couple days. I just picked up. As soon as the answer, I'm like, not interested. She's like, oh, well, hello to you. It's like, what do you expect me to say? I'm just cutting this whole conversation short. Like, you really want me to waste time with the pleasure sheets? Oh, hey, how's it going? What's going on? Just call somebody else. Maybe they'll buy your shit.
Yeah, I've got all of our numbers on the Do Not Call registry. So the very few times that a telemarketer does call us, I answer the phone and go, hi, we'd like to offer you blah, 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 blah. I'm like, really? Give me all your information. They give me all my information. I go, this is excellent. Now I'm good to report you. They freak right the fuck out. Oh, no,
By the way, the number that called me, 407-722-3532, I looked it up on the internet, and apparently it's just a Hilton marketing number that calls a lot of people. So if you get the call from 407-722-3532, don't answer! It's the Hilton trying to sell you a vacation package. Fuck them!
I think now's a good time.
Tell them to bring back Star Trek The Experience!
To plug a website. There's a website called gethuman.com, and it's basically if you want to call someplace and you don't want to talk to an automated system, adds a bunch of numbers that you can look up to get directly to a person.
That's excellent. That's actually very useful.
So www.gethuman.com.
You know what? I actually could have used that last week when I was dealing with DirecTV. Oh, I shudder to use either of these words because neither of them are true, but DirecTV Technical Support is what they call themselves. Oh, the fucking, like, every time I call up, some stupid bitch is keeping me on hold. Like, well, let me go check on something. And then keeps coming back to tell me to do things that have nothing to do with the problem I've described for her. And I keep telling her, no, you clearly don't understand what I'm saying. And after like 45 minutes of this on and off hold, and I think it was like 15 minutes of straight hold at that point, I hung up and called back and then had to march my way through their same fucking system. And every time I told the system that I needed technical support, it's like, well, let us try to help you with some troubleshooting. Please describe your problem. I need to speak to a person.
I think I should plug another website then. It's called consumerist.com. And not every once in a while they'll have something like, hey, here's how to get your problem solved really fast. With, say, like one example they had was like Xbox 360. Like, call this number. Ask for a reference number. Hang up. Call this number. Give them a reference number. And you'll get, you know, real tech support as opposed to the first line who just read from a script. And just like, Hey, my keyboard's broken. Have you tried restarting your computer? The keyboard's in pieces, but have you tried restarting your computer? It's like, that's not going to fix my problem.
Yeah, that's about the level of support, I'm doing finger quotes here, that you can't see, I was getting from the first couple of sons of bitches that I got on there. There was one guy, I got him on the phone. He was like a supervisor, and he starts to go down the wrong path. I go, listen, you're clearly not listening to me or not understanding. He goes, well, my supervisor's not here. I'm like, no, I don't need to speak to another supervisor. I need to speak to somebody who is actually technical. Like, I say words, and they listen, and they think about those words, and then they take action based on their past experience and knowledge, not some fucking script in front of them. He goes, well, Mr. I don't know what to tell you. I said, you can tell me that somebody...
Oh, he did it! He said Mr. Yes!
Fuck!
Does it feel good to be right, Tim?
You were wrong the last time, though.
Doesn't matter. It's all been vindicated.
Oh, son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
Well, Mr. Bogart.
I get so into it that I'm just talking to the two of you that I forget that we're recording this and going to post it online where I don't use my last name.
It's almost like Tim was waiting for it to happen. Just like, wait for it. It's going to happen any moment now.
I know it. I got him!
It's like a Venus flytrap, and my last name is the fly. I'm just sitting there, open and waiting, and then just jump.
But anyway, you were saying, Mr. Peacock?
So I was saying, the guy goes, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Peacock. I'm not sure what to tell you. I said, you can tell me that one of these people will be calling me back. Because I'm not waiting on fucking hold for one of them for another hour. And he says, yeah, somebody will be calling you back within 48 to 72 hours. So, like, 4.5 days go by, and I call him back up again last Saturday. And I tell the first guy, somebody was supposed to call me back. Look it up. There's a ticket open. And he goes, oh, well, you know, I'm trained in all of this. Maybe I could help you. And then the phone hangs up. I was like, oh, my God. My God.
Maybe I can help you. Click.
Oddly enough. Do you think he was just being a dick? Like, they had written on your case notes, like, this guy is difficult. Oh, hey, I'm trained in this. Maybe I can help you. Click. Kiss my technologically savvy asshole.
Yeah, I've actually got a pretty clear idea that that's exactly what it was. But the thing is I know when I'm talking to an idiot. I give them plenty of opportunity to prove that they're not an idiot, where I don't treat them like an idiot. But when it's been established that they're retarded, I'm done. You're not going to help me if I'm smarter than you and know more about the product than you do.
See, that's why I take the opposite form of interaction. Even though if I know a person's an idiot, I generally won't treat them like an idiot because, regardless, they're still kind of the gatekeepers.
Oh, I don't
getting help.
I won't treat them like an idiot, but if it's been, you know, 45 minutes of them putting me on hold and then coming back and suggesting the same thing off the script over and over and over again, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell them, hey, listen, obviously I need to speak to somebody higher up the chain.
Andy, I know you, and I don't think you say it like that.
Well, to be quite honest, by the third person, no, I didn't say it like that anymore.
Those nurses at the hospital know you, and they're pretty sure you didn't say it
like
that.
His picture's on the wall.
Oh, those nurses in the hospital got exactly what their bitch asses deserved. Because fucking A, are they there to take care of my wife or what?
Or what?
You know, it's not like, you know, oh, there wasn't a mint on my pillow at the hotel. It's, my wife's not getting her pain medication. This is a problem.
Tim, what are you doing?
What?
He's snickering.
Oh, it's not like you were trying to blow hair at your face. It's not like,
yeah. Tim's getting his luxurious locks out of his face.
And he used to have
Wait,
luxurious
Oh, no,
locks.
I was laughing.
Yeah, I know, I told him.
Tim, I think you should post one of your mullet pictures on Stancast.
Done. I will make sure that's done.
Even my wife is laughing at that one.
Wow.
She doesn't laugh for anything.
She was laughing the other day. She spit water on her parents' floor the other day. And she's laughing about it now. So
did she do it on purpose? Just like, hey, Ma.
No, she was just laughing so much she didn't want to choke on the water. Her mom was asking about audiobooks and an MP3 player that I gave to Stephanie. And I was like, oh, you know, it's easy to get audiobooks. You just go to the library, rent them, and you rip them. And her mom was like, you do what? I'm like, oh, you rip them. You know, you put a computer, you get iTunes, and you rip it. And just Stephanie was just cracking up. She thought that was the funniest thing that I was trying to explain to what ripping to her mom was. I think she's crying right now. She's laughing so hard.
Was her mom just like not getting like you tear them? But you check them out from the library. Don't they want them back?
No, she's not getting the ripping part. Her mom, Seth thinks it's funny because her mom doesn't really know about computers. That's why it cracks her up.
So her mom is probably not listening to Tancast?
No, not at all. No, she wouldn't even know how to get here. What is? She just bangs a keyboard against her face. It doesn't work.
She has a sight in mind, and she tries to get that through to the keyboard through impact.
All right. I want mail. I want my mail.
Wow! 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 No, we should just describe her exactly like it is on one of our taglines. It's like a radio show, but with no ads or guests or talent, and you can only hear it on your computer.
So, I think we are at an hour now. Do we want to...
Stephanie's done laughing and is ready to go do stuff.
Well, I gotta get ready for reception, buy myself a shirt and a tie.
But not pants. That's excellent.
No pants. It's gonna be
sweet.
A pantless
wedding.
I didn't
know it was a pantsless reception. I'm totally coming pantsless.
Bottomless.
So yes, Noah's wedding reception is next week.
That's right. Be there, or be Stephanie.
Or Andy.
Or yeah, Andy.
At least I got an excuse.
Yeah, you got a... Well, Steffi's helping out the retards, for the special people, the Down syndrome fellas.
Well, it's
whatever.
Her reception.
My wife helps out
there?
Retards every day, and she's coming.
What was that, Andy?
So isn't it her reception?
Not that Stephanie.
I'm conflating Stephanie's for my own amusement.
Hey, don't conflate. Conflation artist.
So yeah, it will... actually, this is surprising. Steffi's mom's going to pay for a little bit of beer, a little bit of soda.
Ooh.
And wine. She wasn't going to do that at first, but some people aren't showing up. So, I got to speak to Stephanie about something that I don't think she's going to like. Anyways.
But you're not going to tell us any more than that. You're just going to leave us hanging with our cocks in our hands.
My aunt
probably doesn't want her to have to hear it as he's telling us on Tancast.
My aunt, who said she wasn't coming, called me up, said she wasn't coming, said her daughter had a water polo tournament. Now, I guess my stepdad is emailing me saying, Jay didn't get your invitation, she wants to come. I'm like, how did she not get my invitation if she called me and told me she couldn't make it? And then we have already given the final counts. So I'm like, Stephanie's not going to like this.
I remember there was a lot of that stuff at the last minute for our wedding as well.
And
like,
I'm sure...
Danelle actually got on the phone and called with somebody in her family. And was like, so you're going to flake on me the very last fuck... This was like the day before. Like, the last fucking minute on my wedding. You think that's a good idea? If my dad was still alive, he would beat the shit out of you.
That's what she said?
Oh, shit.
I think she probably had a little more tact than that, just because she's a tactful person and I'm not.
Damn, she's cursing at people? Sweet.
No, but she did bring her dad into the equation, and I was like, way to go. That's the Catholic guilt I know.
Did they come, end up coming?
Hell yeah, they did.
All right, you go with Danelle.
In fact, if you need an enforcer, you just let me know.
I'll have Danelle
be
the bouncer at the door.
Small fee, but worth it.
Danelle's like, you're not on the list, you can't come in. but she's like, bah! She just punches him in the jaw.
And just for me, can you put Jeff on the program as something that you didn't tell him about?
I don't think we're having.
Make it sound like important. Like, put him on there as I know it's your reception. Put him on there as like minister.
It's like, what? No one told me I was doing this.
Put him on there as like, minister, and then hand him a yarmulke when he walks in.
Leader of the pre-dinner prayer. What?
Toastmaster.
If you
MC.
Know Jeff, you know why that's doubly funny.
Well, I think I'm going to go see Eagle Eye this weekend, even though it's not getting good reviews.
I may go see Tropic Thunder later today, even though it did get good reviews.
That's a great idea. Well, I think I'm going to go watch the inside of my eyes.
Oh, by the way, you have a couple days to do this. There's a website called podcastawards.com, and they are nominating podcasts for 2008 Podcast Awards. May I humbly suggest you nominate Tancast in the mature category, because I like irony.
Is it
could
mature?
Also do it under entertainment or comedy, but I think mature is a good... I think that'd be a funny category. You can only nominate us... at a time for one category. You can only nominate people once. Like, you have to fill it all out. And you can only nominate a specific podcast in any one category, except for, like, People's Choice, and another category, but other than that, it can only be one category, and you only do it once per year. So if you could nominate us and tell your friends to nominate us, and maybe throw in a couple nominations for Netcot and Smodcast, of course, and that's all I got.
Hey, Grammar Girl mentioned this one
time. Daily...
Oh, yeah, Grammar Girl. Best educational podcast. You should vote for Grammar Girl.
What about Distortion? You want to do Distortion?
Distortion View Daily?
Yep.
Whew. That... Wow.
Tough to recommend?
I've now become a regular listener of that podcast, even though it... I make jokes about Tancast hurting my soul. That hurts my soul. Like right before bed, I was listening to one of their episodes, and it was about scat play. And it was just like this... It was so deep. Like, I won't do it for the benefit of our listeners. I won't do it. But go back and listen to the Distorted View Daily 923 episode, if you have a strong stomach. Because, right before bed, I'm, just sitting there staring in the darkness afterwards, now all I can think about is a dude with poo in his mouth.
What was so bad about it was, the audio or just what he was describing?
It was the way he was describing. It was just the descriptive adjectives and, I don't know, just verbs and,
nouns,
detail I hadn't really thought about that must come into play during a scat play, but I was like, wow, I never thought of this, nor did I really want to.
After we wrap this up, I kind of want to hear what he said and not listen to it, though. I'm lazy.
Yeah. Well, if I can remember to actually do it, I'll get a banner up on our site. I'll see if I can get our questionably okay current theme to accept a couple more pixels for the nomination banner. I'll see if I can get that up before Tim gets the podcast up, or shortly thereafter, or completely not at all.
I was thinking about just throwing the banner in the notes for the podcast.
So, basically, yeah. Andy said something might happen, something might not.
Yes.
Wait and see.
I said I will try to make something happen, and it might not.
All right, everyone have a week. I'm going to get spiffied up.
Yes, have a week. Don't be like Paul Newman and only have most of a week.
Wait, why am I still in Smodcast? Hey, everyone, back in 7. I don't know.
Have a tancastic week.
Have a complete week. Don't die. We can't have 99 listeners.
I'm talking to you over there in Japan. You take care of yourself. And you in China, don't drink the milk.
No, don't drink the milk. And you on Wall Street, it'll get better. All of our money is coming to you.
You know what's funny? I don't know if it's the title. Three Men and a Baby and Poo is like the most uniquely downloaded podcast that we've done so far. I wonder if it's the title. Anyways, I'm going to,
people looking for baby scat play.
Oh!
I win.
No.
Way to end it on a low ground.
Pedophilia baby scat play.
All right. Good night, folks.
Bye-bye. I'm going to stop recording. Click.
It's Tancast, motherfuckers! It's Tancast.
Right.
A strange man.